Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth continuing this story of treason by the Council on Foreign Relations declared subversive by the American Legion of California. Every major tax-free foundation in the country is completely dominated by Council on Foreign Relations member agents, and by controlling the boards of directors and having absolute voting majority, this means that these tax-free foundations are used to finance nearly every scheme of treason, internationalism, disarmament, and destruction of the United States that is launched. Would you like proof of that statement? Well, here it is. In the Ford Foundation of nearly $4 billion, 13 of the 15 board trustees are traitors in the CFR. In the Ford Funds for the Republic, or as Jim Venable calls it, Funds for the Soviet Republic, 10 of the 16 trustees are American Legion declared subversive agents of CFR. The Rockefeller Foundation has 13 out of 20 CFR member agents as trustees. The Rockefeller Brothers Fund has 4 out of 9 plus 3 Rockefellers who are subversive CFR members. The Carnegie Corporation Foundation, 10 out of 16. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, 18 of 26, an absolute majority. The Carnegie Foundation for Teaching, 15 of 26, are subversive CFR traitors. The Alfred Sloan Foundation, 12 of the 16 directors are traitors. Commonwealth Fund of New York of $120 million, 6 of the 10 are CFR cell agents. And the 20th Century Fund, 14 of 20 trustees are CFR traitors, including Robert Oppenheimer, the security risk, Morris Abram of Atlanta, chief peddler of sex book filth, and now a member of Adlai Stevenson's law firm in New York and the United Nations, a kite beloved by the Kennedy riffraff, Ben Cohen, the UN communist, and Arthur Schlesinger of the Anti-Defamation League and the White House. What a fine parcel of rogues and polecats. Of all the deadly propaganda arms of this treasonous CFR, none has more tentacles of poison than the Committee for Economic Development, set up by the Jew Paul Hoffman, former president of Studebaker Motors, president of the Ford Foundation, and chairman of the Ford Funds for the Republic. This propaganda machine, in turn, set up the Commission on Money and Credit to help socialize American economy. We can thank this Committee for Economic Development of the CFR traitors for the blanket approval of Congress in giving away an added $10 billion for foreign aid to individuals through the Development Loan Fund. We can also thank these socialist planners for the drive for metropolitan government to do away with elected mayors and county officials and replace them with their appointed crooks. We can also thank these same CED traitors for the Area Development Plan and the Urban Renewal Programs to have political crooks in your town seize your homes and sell them to some other person at below cost, generally to a Jew real estate swindler, for development that city crooks consider desirable. Our communist Supreme Court declared in 1954 that state legislatures or cities can do anything they like to private property as long as they say they're doing it for the public good. The American people very soon are going to hang these judges and mayors and whoever is responsible, and we tell you it'll be done just as sure as the sun rises tomorrow morning. Be sure to get Dan Smoot's report on this for September and October of 1958. And of all the world socialist schemes of this Committee for Economic Development of CFR traitors, none surpasses in treachery the educational destruction of our children in every school and college. The joint council operations of this CED are now in 39 states, financed as usual by the Ford Motor Company tax-dodging foundations. The socialist scheme is also now operating in nearly 100 colleges, plus the school systems of nearly every large city. It must be destroyed. The presidents of these colleges, superintendents of education in the schools, are all the slaves of this treasonous CFR. You Texans ought to string up this Neiman Marcus gang in Dallas, who are among the ringleaders of this destruction, and the newly appointed CFR subversive George McGee as ambassador to West Germany is a Dallas ringleader. These CED associate centers have established dens or cells in every major city, just like the Trader Council on Foreign Relations. The Joint Council on Economic Education Division of this Committee for Economic Development of the CFR has introduced teaching of economics in both primary and secondary schools. They have established research centers all over the country and introduced false brainwashed textbooks that spell just one thing for every child that touches and becomes infected with this deadly germ: one world socialist government and goodbye to the United States of America. Over 25,000 teachers have gone through the summer workshops of these traitors. They'll develop anything for themselves with your money. And there's the answer in a nutshell. Donald David, chairman of this CED and head of the Ford Foundation in 1958, started the mass support for foreign aid in Dallas. The treasonous lie of the U.S. government, starting with the president, is that foreign aid will keep underdeveloped nations from falling into communism. The Russian branch of American Jew communism has never yet won a nation by winning the support of the common people. It enslaved them all by buying the support of liberal intellectuals, college graduates, and by the same token, no communist was ever born or found in a slum throughout the entire world. The cunning communist is a college-educated traitor from Harvard or the University of Chicago. Weren't the Ware, the Silver Master, and the Rosenberg spy rings all the product of Harvard? And that former unrobed Supreme Court kosher pig, Felix Frankfurter? There was nothing downtrodden or slum-starved about those gangs that the great Senator Joe McCarthy exposed. We could be talking for days if we listed all the network of propaganda agencies of this CFR to betray the American people, but let's look at a few of them. The American Civil Liberties Union, founded in 1920 by the communist Jew of our Supreme Court, Felix the Frankfurter, a top dog in the CFR, along with William Z. Foster, then head of the Communist Party here, and Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, a top Communist Party official. Does any sane person have any doubt about this outfit being communist? It was long ago declared subversive by the Un-American Activities Committee of California. Bravo again, California. The notorious communist fronter Harry Ward, who calls himself Dr. Ward, of the Union Theological Seminary, the den which spews out preacher vipers, was also a founder. Such scoundrels as that CFR agent, Patrick Malin, Norman Cousins, editor of the Saturday Review and NAACP member, Palmer Hoyt, the subversive publisher of the Denver Post, Robert Oppenheimer, the traitor whose security card was taken away, Elmo Roper, the so-called analyst of the CFR Advertising Council, and Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., who writes Kennedy's speeches and lives with him at the White House. All of these have been directors of the Civil Liberties Union. This outfit directed the picketing of the film Operation Abolition all over the country. They want the Committee on Un-American Activities abolished. No wonder. The last one I heard protest was a so-called professor at Swarthmore, Pennsylvania Quaker College. Those vermin can't stand an investigation. And next comes the Sheeny-controlled CFR associate. The National Conference of Christians and Jews, started in 1928 by CFR member the late Charles Evans Hughes of the Supreme Court, who was Frankfurter's pal, and by the late S. Parks Cadman, head of the Federal, now National Council of Churches. In 1950, the Jews moved in under Paul Hoffman, former president of Studebaker, and this outfit today is completely CFR and Jew-dominated. In 1960, this nest of vipers held a World Tensions Convention in Chicago and adopted three lovely steps to polish off the United States for good. One, $3 billion a year increase in U.S. foreign aid to poor countries. Two, repeal the Connolly Reservation, just six little words that prevent our whole judicial system from becoming subservient to the World Court of the Kosher Communist United Nations. Three, closer relations between the USA and communist countries. That sweet-voiced thing Adlai Stevenson told them that Busher of Christians Khrushchev is only a tough politician and that he'll listen to the dialogue of reason. This World Brotherhood branch of the National Conference of Christians and Jews adopted the program that we must recognize that communist countries are here to stay and cannot be wished away by propaganda. We must also assume that communism is no worse than our side, only different. Let those skunks assume that if they want to, but don't use the word we, meaning you and me. In 1961, this conference on World Brotherhood changed its name to World Tensions. We suggest they stop worrying about world tensions and give some very serious thought to rope tensions. Then there's that little outfit called the American Assembly, a product of that CFR agent Dwight Eisenhower, which he organized when he was president of Columbia University, one of our better communist hatcheries. Agent Ike met in secret with Henry M. Wriston, the top secret director of CFR, former president of Brown University, Ray Sontag, who, though head of the University of California, is an inner circle member of the New York Den, Milt Katz, director of international studies at Crimson Harvard, and Phil Mosley, director of studies, meaning plans of treason, for the Council on Foreign Relations. When Ike turned over the doings of these tarantulas to CFR agent Kennedy, their two main recommendations were: don't build any weapons that might provoke Soviet Russia, which might spoil our planned treason of disarmament. And the second was to strengthen our conventional forces, meaning, I suppose, the Slingshot Brigade, and avoid building any more nuclear weapons. Well, citizens, Kennedy's following orders, isn't he? Our Turkish and Italian bases are dismantled. The British didn't get the Skybolt missile. And General Dynamics won a first-class contract for a second-class plane at more money than Boeing Aircraft asked for a second-class contract and a first-class plane. There's the answer. Next, we come to that CFR kosher trader outfit, the Americans for Democratic Action. Founded in 1947 by CFR, it has been a CFR outfit ever since. Look at the program this bunch of honest betrayers openly prints. Abolish the House Committee on Un-American Activities. If Chairman Francis Walter and his House members ever investigated this gang, the necktie party would start the day the investigation stopped. They want the John Birch Society investigated. They want total disarmament under UN control. They want Red China recognition by the U.S. and the U.N. with Chiang Kai-shek knocked off the same day. They want urban renewal to steal your property in every city. And they want federal aid to all public schools. They want unrestricted immigration of bohunks, principally Jews and niggers from all over the world, into America. Here are the ringleaders in these CFR subversives: Dave Dubinsky, the labor goon; Jake Javits, New York's contribution to the Senate; Herbie Lehman, pawnbroker, banker, and former senator; Reinhold Niebuhr, who's helping the Jews to buy up Africa right now; and Arthur Schlesinger, who writes what our Mr. K is allowed to say publicly; Elmer Davis, who sold his microphone to treason long ago; Marquis Childs, the poison pen columnist; and John Galbraith, supposed to be ambassador to India, but who spends his time integrating clubs in Washington. ADA doesn't go in for violence, you know. They do it the legal way, by infiltrating the government. And among our better Judas betrayers is this Atlantic Union Committee. This gang is the outgrowth of 20 years of plugging through World Union, World Fellowship, and Federal Union Incorporated, favoring the immediate union of the United States with several foreign nations. For 10 years, Congress refused every proposal these traitors brought in to change our government. But with the same old gang of actors and the same old script under a new name, they finally won out. And today it's called NATO. Look at the government officials and congressmen who are members of this Atlantic Union. Fulbright, Humphrey, Javits, Keating, Mansfield, Lister Hill, and the retired and forever retired, we hope, Nixon. Second only to this gang in importance is the United World Federalist Den of CFR-controlled agents. How would you like to join this passel of polecats, judged by their literature? To create a world federal government with authority to enact, interpret, and enforce world law to maintain peace. Membership is open to all nations, but once you're in, there's no right to secede. World law is directly enforceable on individuals, including direct taxation on all peoples. Chosen to do these things, of course, is the United Nations. Won't you just love it when a shiny black UN headhunter knocks on your door to collect taxes, and if you don't pay up, into the kettle go your kids? Or a nice, oily Chinese Mongolian comes around to arrest you, and a sheeny from Israel carrying the UN warrant. We're not fooling Americans. That very thing will happen if this CFR isn't stopped dead in its tracks. The World Federalist Outfit is run by the Kike Norman cousins, James P. Warburg and Walter Reuther, the labor goon. That sheeny Warburg of Kuhn Loeb has already told Congress we'll get world government by conquest or consent. The Jew Lenin, who trained the American Jewish gang of assassins in New York, who went over to murder the Russian Tsar and Tsarina and their children to start the Russian branch of American communism, said once, "When it comes time for communists to hang the capitalists will be bidding against each other for the contract to sell the rope." That Jew boy was wrong, and so are all of his followers. The American people are not going to charge one penny for the rope to hang every CFR subversive and every communist traitor. That ride will be absolutely free. Today we behold the very highest heads of government robbing our people blind. John McCormick of the House of Representatives was actually out shilling for CFR agent Kennedy when he sent letters to 2,400 mayors of towns and cities begging them to swindle our citizens out of $11 billion for his added foreign aid bill of 1961. The heads of our Jewish TV networks, Sarnoff and Paley, poured it on orders received at a White House luncheon. Kennedy himself invented a new Berlin crisis to justify the swindle, and as soon as the foreign aid bill passed Congress, the crisis in Berlin hit the back pages of our socialist one-world press. Thus did Americans finance communism and flood the country with Jewish slave labor goods to ruin our economy and American jobs. We're sold out from within. We are betrayed by our own people. Idiot college professors, tinhorn politicians, and anti-Christ preachers have sold their souls to the devil. It's the story of Goethe's Faust all over again, but the prize is not a virtuous woman. It is expanded world power and trade and money and greed, a chance for 500 big business executives to dip their sticky hands into the golden ducats of Americans, filched by Shylock bankers. These traitors are going to die by the hands of loyal Americans. You have to get out and answer the call to arms of the American Legion of California. You must unite under one banner today to put out of business every bank, every company, every college, and every man in our government who is a member agent of this Council on Foreign Relations. Boycott. Picket them. Hound them out of your town. The Defensive Legion will come anywhere to help you and to organize you. Write to us. In conclusion, we feel no twinge of plagiarism in converting the lines of the immortal Scottish poet Robert Burns into our situation of today, for it's exactly the same as he beheld in the bloodless surrender of his own dear Scotland. We have only substituted the word Jewish for English and changed the names of two great rivers of Scotland to those of America. I give you such a parcel of rogues in a nation. Farewell to all our American fame, farewell our ancient glory. Farewell into the American name, say famed in martial story. Now Rio Grande rins o'er Florida strands, and Great Lakes rins to the ocean, to mark where Israel's province stands, such a parcel of rogues in a nation. What force or guile could not subdue through many warlike ages is wrought now by a coward few for hireling traitors' wages. The Jewish steel we could disdain, secure in Valor's station, but Jewish gold has been our bane, such a parcel of rogues in a nation. Oh, would or I had seen the day that treason thus could sell us. My old gray head had lain in clay, we Washington, against Cornwallis. But pith and power till my last hour I'll make this declaration. We're bought and sold for Jewish gold. Such a parcel of rogues in a nation. You know, I think glorious Bobby would raise his glass to this America where live so many of Scotland, yes, and of England's descent. Brave, loyal Americans, let us resolve that this treason will be wiped out before a bloody, terrible civil war strikes us to destroy this country. Just yesterday, as this recording goes to press, a CFR agent, Clark Eichelberger, came here to address the Rotary Club of Atlanta, sent by Rotary International and introduced by an Atlanta CFR agent, Charles Palmer. He told those Rotarians that we must think in terms of world government under world law. And he said that not one country in Africa had fallen to communism under Kennedy. He lied in his teeth. Shombe's Katanga fell to communism with American bombs flown in American Globemaster planes and dropped by Christian, Irish, and Swedish troops. We saw films of hundreds of women and children blown to bits, the exact opposite of what this traveling traitor tells those people. Be on the lookout for him, Clark Eichelberger. Until our recording next month, this is Wally Butterworth. Goodbye, all.